Zacchaeus is one of my favorite characters in Scripture. Can you guess why? What's so funny? I can identify with Zacchaeus' predicament. He was short in stature. For those of us who are a little vertically challenged, crowds can be difficult. It's hard for us to see. It's hard for us to make our way through a crowd. Yet Zacchaeus finds a way to see the Lord Jesus as he's passing through Jericho. Zacchaeus sees in Jesus a meaning and a purpose that his life had been lacking. You see, St. Luke tells us that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And not just a tax collector, but a chief tax collector. Tax collectors in the ancient world, unlike the hard-working civil servants of the IRS today, tax collectors were thieves in the ancient world. They charged more tax than the Roman authorities wanted, and they pocketed the difference. So if Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, that meant he was extremely wealthy. He was stealing from his fellow Jews in service to a foreign occupier. So he would have been despised by his peers. The wealth that Zacchaeus had been gathering and pursuing his entire life left him void. He wasn't just lacking in stature, he was lacking in meaning in life. That's why when Jesus comes through his town, he goes to this extraordinary length to try to see him. Imagine Zacchaeus' great surprise that as Jesus is walking by, he looks up and tells Zacchaeus, "Come down. I want to come to your house." As the first reading from the Book of Wisdom reminded us this morning, God is a lover of souls. He wants his people to be close to him. God hungers for us to be close to him. And the further away we are, the more he pursues us. So that is the first lesson from God's holy word today. The message of the story of Zacchaeus is first of all about repentance. Ultimately, everything other than God will leave us wanting, will leave us lacking meaning. The pursuit of some idol rather than God leaves our lives meaningless. And idols can take many shapes. They can start off as things that are good. For Zacchaeus, it was his job. It was the money that he made in his job. It became an idol and it corrupted him. Some idols in our lives can start off good, like money, or our career, or maybe our favorite sports team. But it gradually can grow if we let it and become an idol. But then there are other idols that are inherently dangerous, like drugs or pornography. When we let those into our lives, they tear us down. They send us on a road away from God. So the first lesson of our scriptures today is about repentance, looking for true meaning, which can be found only in Jesus. And along with this desire for repentance comes the second lesson. And that second lesson is a call to conversion. In the second half of the gospel, Jesus goes to Zacchaeus' home, where all the most important people of the town have gathered. And they're a little upset that Jesus goes into the home of a sinner. What does Jesus do? He forgives Zacchaeus' sins because he promises to make restitution. You see, conversion, repentance, means nothing without conversion. Jesus readily accepts Zacchaeus' sorrow, but he wants him to change. He wants Zacchaeus to be free from his sins so that he can find meaning in his life. After we repent, we have to be converted. God does love us sinners. He pursues us sinners, but he doesn't love our sin. He wants us to be free from that sin. He wants us to give it up, to repent, and to grow in virtue. When we seek to live as disciples of a God who loves us personally, then we want to give up all of those things that separate us from the love of God. The story of Zacchaeus, a sinner who repents and converts, is a lesson for each of us in our lives. That repentance and conversion are part of the Christian life. And Jesus comes to us today just as he did to Zacchaeus. He comes to us in the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. He comes to us to be our food. He calls each and every one of us by name. And he says, I want to come and stay in your house today and every day.